Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Joza Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Joza Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another Josie Show. We have a really great show for all of you today because we have four incredible talents that I'm going to interview today. And also, we have a giveaway. So here are my guests. We have Ryan Kinder. We're going to chat about his latest projects and what's to come. And then we also have Cody McCarver, who I'm sure you remember from Confederate Railroad, Keith Burns from Trick Pony, and Clayton Q. So we are so excited to chat to all of our guests, Ryan Kinder, and then, of course, Cody McCarver and Keith Burns and Clayton Q. They're going to be at Bo's Extravaganza on Friday in Camden, Tennessee. So I'm going to chat with all three of them about that. And we are giving away tickets. Yes, we are. We're giving away some tickets to Bo's Extravaganza for tomorrow. So stay tuned into the whole show so you can find out how you can win. So please, please tune in to the entire show. All right. My first guest, everyone, please welcome to the show, Ryan Kinder. Please welcome to the Josie Show, my guest, Ryan Kinder. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's my pleasure. Thank you for asking me on the show.
Oh, I have been looking forward to this. We love your music, and it sounds like you have a couple new singles that we want to talk about, Hell Is and Blame. Can you tell us about these new songs and your inspiration behind both of them?
Sure. These are the first two songs off my full-length LP, Room to Dream. Hell is our focus single, and it came from a conversation I overheard in the YMCA locker room. No lie, I was getting changed, and there was kind of an altercation going on in the common area in the locker room.
Wow.
And it started getting heated, and everybody was kind of looking around to see what was going on. And all of a sudden, it got real loud, and this guy yelled, "Go to hell, Frank!" And everything stopped, and everybody, like, was peeking around the corners.
Yeah,
and
like, what's going
Frank
on?
Frank was standing there, and he goes, "Man, I've been there. My wife left me." And at that point, I had my notes app out on the phone, like typing all this stuff that he's saying and trying to turn it into a phrase or a hook or part of the chorus. And I wrote a little while and actually brought it to the right I had that day. And we wrote Hell Is.
That's incredible. That is incredible. And like you mentioned, you have a full-length album coming out titled Room to Dream. And that's going to release July 31st. Is there anything you could tell us about this album yet and what might our listeners find on it? I am so excited.
Thank you. Titled Room to Dream just because I grew up listening to a lot of different music. And I mean, music today is kind of genreless. I mean, there's so much pop and country, and there's a little country of pop, and everything's melding together. And from what I grew up on, I didn't see any reason to try and keep it linear on this album. Just do what I love and play the songs that I wrote that are speaking to me at the time. And it was a melting pot of different types of sounds. And I mean, there's pop country, there's rock and roll, and a little bit of folk, acoustic Americana, and it's all in one. And the title of the album kind of says it all. I just wanted to have some room to dream.
There's something I think for everyone on this album, you know, whether you like pop, country, Americana, you know, I think it's, you know, Room to Dream is like your one-stop shop.
The polka fans are going to be disappointed, but we'll get them on album two.
Yeah, there you go. Part two, y'all. There's going to be album two. Yes, for sure. I love that. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, growing up, who were some inspirations of yours? Who did you listen to?
Well, my mom had a bunch of records from Jackson Browne, Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles, like the Troubadour era of California, and she'd play some Chicago, Steely Dan, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, Clapton, Al Green, Luther Vandross. There's some Barry White in there. It's like different sections of styles that all kind of melded into one and turned into me trying to sound like my failure to sound like my musical heroes has turned into who I am today, I think.
You literally grew up with like the best, you know, the classics, you know, a little bit of everything, which I think is incredible. And I think, do you feel has helped you in songwriting and being an entertainer? Do you think those artists have really kind of helped you on your journey?
Mostly melodically. Like in today's writing age, some of the stuff that was said back then wouldn't really work today. I might be wrong. I don't know.
Right, right.
Might be speaking out of turn with that, but I know my melodic choices are heavily influenced by all those people.
And I want to mention, because you have a wonderful music video out there for Doing Fine featuring Sycamore, which brings me to my next question. Will there be another music video coming or in the works for any of the songs off of the upcoming album?
Possibly. We're trying to figure out which one and where our best foot forward would be with what song, if maybe multiple songs. I'm not sure.
Right, right. For music videos, are you able to be as creative as you want? Is that like a fun process for you?
Yeah, it's finding the right treatment and the right idea for the song, which a lot of the times you think you've got a great idea and you say it to somebody and they're like, I don't get it. So creative to a point where it actually works, I guess.
Right, right. That definitely makes sense. And for more information on Ryan Kinder, for all of you, I urge everyone to check out the website, ryankinder.com. And you're also all over social networking sites as well. Can you give out those links, your handle, for people to find you?
Yeah. It's Instagram, just at Ryan Kinder, Twitter, at Ryan Kinder, Facebook, Ryan Kinder Music, TikTok, Ryan Kinder Music. And I think I have a LinkedIn out there, but I never check it. But if you want to LinkedIn me, you can be sitting in LinkedIn purgatory forever.
Right. There's so many sites out there. I don't really know how to keep track with all that. But, hey, it's out there. You have one. There you go. But, you know, something really neat about you, which I love, you know, because you are – I see it all over, you know, your Facebook. You do videos out there. You're very public with it. Besides music, you train for, like, triathlons and Ironman competitions. Can you share how you got started in this?
Absolutely. So a friend of mine that was in the Army, he used to do a 444-mile bike ride every year called the Tour de Natchez Trace.
Mm-hmm.
And he got cancer 1 year and passed away and wasn't able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it in his stead. Having never been into cycling, didn't know what I was getting into, didn't know the pain I was getting into, but it was for my friend, so I was going to do it no matter what. And on that ride, I met his roommate that he had for all those years that he did it. And he was riding this weird bike, and I came to find out it was a time trial bike, a TT bike or a triathlon bike.
Mm-hmm.
And he started talking about how Kyle was talking about Ironmans and triathlons and stuff. And I decided right then and there that I would try and do as many as I could since he is not able to. And it's kind of blossomed into this addictive sport and love of mine.
Yeah, you're doing it in his honor. I mean, I think that's beautiful. And I'm sure it takes a lot. I can't imagine it being easy. I mean, a lot of training, a lot of hours, you know, working out, trying to do, you know, this. And I think that's incredible. And you're doing it for such a great reason as well. And I'm sure it's very, I'm sure you can get a lot of inspiration, you know, because just being by yourself with yourself and, you know, cycling and stuff, I'm sure it's a lot of inspiration. You know what I mean? That's incredible.
Yeah. It's a nice juxtaposition with the music industry too, because with music, you can do 100% of everything right and there's still so much out of your hands. And then with triathlon, if you do everything 100% right, you're going to make it to the finish line, sans a wreck or an act of God. You train, you're going to be ready to get to the finish line. There's nothing out of your hands except for an act of God.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I can't even imagine, but I think that's a really cool thing that you're doing. And I'm so excited for the new music to come out. Once again, that's July 31st, the album Room to Dream. Check it out. The new singles, though, are out, Hell Is and Blame. And you can find those on every music outlet out there, right?
Yeah, every single one. Probably not LinkedIn, though.
Yeah, no, not LinkedIn. No, but you'll find out everything else, I promise. I love it. And before we go, I have a couple fun questions for you, okay?
Sure.
All right. So I wanted to ask you, is there an artist out there today that you would love to collab with, any genre? Who would you love to work with?
That's a great question. I'm actually in the middle of a collaboration record that was part of the Sycamore and Brandi Clark and Robert Randolph songs that I put out. We're calling it Ontology.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the relationship between two things. And
that's
we're looking for more collabs. Brandi was, I've known her for 10 years, and I've always wanted to do a song with her. And that was definitely a bucket list moment. And I'd love to do one with Bonnie Raitt, John Mayer, so many.
There's so many out there. But you chose some really good ones. I think that would be a dream come true for sure.
Bonnie Raitt would be incredible.
Oh, I bet. And I think it's so cool that, you know, working with Sycamore and, you know, of course, Brandi Clark. I'm a fan of both of them. What was that like working with both of them and those experiences, getting to know, you know, a fellow music artist? You know, you have a lot in common.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Me and Sycamore and our friend Justin Morgan wrote Doing Fine together, and that was awesome to be able to create it from the bottom all the way to release. I'd written Tired of Flying with my friends Jen Schott and Luke Sheets probably 8 years ago, and when I started having the idea for this whole collaboration thing, she was the first person I thought of. I was like, let me find a song that we can do together. And then I got introduced to Jerry Douglas, who's on there as well, which was a dream. He is a legend.
Oh, I love it. Well, that's very exciting, the collab that you're doing. And I'm excited to see what is, you know, next for you. And final last question, is there a stage out there that you have not performed yet that you would love to, anywhere around the world?
Red Rocks. I've played Boom. The Gore, which was a top five, but Red Rocks is definitely a top three for sure.
Absolutely. Mic drop. You didn't even have to think. You were like, I already know this one. Don't play with me.
Me and my brother grew up listening to all the live Dave Matthews records.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's Live at the Gorge, Live at Central Park, Live at Red Rocks. And I was like, oh, I want to play those places. And I got to play the Gorge with Zach Brown, and can't wait to play the Red Rocks.
Oh, for
hopefully
sure.
One day.
Oh, it'll happen. Who do I need to contact? Petition time, y'all. We got to get that going.
Call Mr. Rock.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Mr. Red Rocks.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And I want to thank you again so much for joining me. Please come back on again, okay? We'd love to have
you. Absolutely, anytime. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Same time. Thank you so much, Ryan Kinder, everyone. This was so much fun. RyanKinder.com. Please make sure you check him out. And everywhere his music is available. So please check him out. Thanks again.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's fabulous, isn't he? We have a song of Ryan Kinder's. Here is Hell Is, and we'll be right back with more at the Josie Show, so don't go anywhere.
Goodbye. I see him in the mirror everywhere. Now I'm just a man.
are back. All right. Next guest we are going to welcome here is Clayton Q. It was so wonderful catching up with him. And also, he's nominated at the JMAs this year. The nominees just came out, so, and he's one of the nominees. All right. Here is Clayton Q. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Clayton Quinsberry, otherwise known as Clayton Q. Hey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going real good. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate
you. Absolutely. Thank you guys for inviting me on today.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. I'm ready to talk music. I mean, your latest release is Welcome to Nashville, which everyone is really enjoying. Can you tell us a little bit about this song? Did you write this one? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, actually, so not only did I write that song, I lived that song since day one in Nashville. And I tried to depict that in my music video for it, but also just all of the struggles and things that I've went through as a songwriter, as an artist, as a person. I believe everyone who has been an artist, is an artist, has been to Nashville, is living in Nashville, has experienced those exact things.
Right.
And so I really feel that people can relate to the song.
Yeah.
And that it's my heart's in that song. Like, that song is my story.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people will be able to relate. And as you mentioned, you do have a music video available for it right now. And what was it like, you know, going through and filming this music video? Because this song is so close to your heart. What was it like filming this one?
It was a great feeling as we filmed the scenes and from the storyline that I had developed for this. You know, as I lived these things in my life and as I was writing this song, I actually wrote down things that happened to me over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just said, hey, one day I'm going to make a song about my life. I'm going to make a movie about my life. One day I thought to myself a few years ago, I said, it's time to take everything that's happened to me and try to write it out into a song, because I really felt I could tell my story and other people would get it. And as we were filming the different scenes around Nashville that I put together to make the video, some of the places that we were at are actually places that I'm talking about in the song. Being broke on Music Row, I had an apartment on Music Row, struggling musician, lost my job, couldn't pay the rent, come home from actually finally getting paid at another job that I started, and all my stuff's out on the sidewalk on the corner, and now there's a bench sitting there, so that's where I sat and filming one of the scenes.
Right.
I was robbed in Nashville about a decade ago, walking around the corner of 5th and Broadway, and was pushed into an alley behind, right on the corner, right across from Bridgestone. There's a Rippy's Barbecue.
Right on that area.
And they pushed me into the corner, and they pushed me down on the ground, and they robbed me. And so that's right where I filmed the scene that I've been beaten up on Broadway, and I've been broke on Music Row. And I have packed everything up 2 or 3 times and made it to the road. And, you know, I've heard other people's stories about giving it one more try, and that's what I did. And that's what I'm singing about.
That's what you did. And you put it all in the music video. You put your whole heart into the music video. So everyone, please check it out. That's available on YouTube right now. So please make sure you check that out. And also, your single Welcome to Nashville is also available on all of the streaming platforms right now as well, on Spotify, Amazon.
Yeah, all streaming platforms. And if you follow me on Facebook, or you want to go to Facebook Video, Facebook Watch, and you can find Welcome to Nashville and all of my music videos on the Facebook Watch app also.
Check it out, everyone. And speaking of music videos, you've had some really cool experiences. You've also filmed music videos with John Rich for your single Blue Collar America. And you were even in Darius Rucker's music video for Beers and Sunshine. What have those experiences been like working with such incredible talents? I'm sure it was a lot of fun behind the scenes as much as in front of the camera.
Oh, absolutely. I can't say enough good things about John Rich or Darius Rucker or the directors and people that are involved with the music video production aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It was just incredible working with them, because they're both very humble. They're so humble in, hey, I'm right here and you're a person, I'm a person. We're going to do this today and we're going to have fun. You know, you don't feel like, hey, I'm not as good as this person because they've done so much. Both of them made me and everyone else there at the video shoot feel like that, hey, we're people and we're here together. So it was a great feeling. And Darius Rucker's a great person also. He was very fun to work with.
Oh, I'm sure. What a great experience it sounds like. I love those artists that treat you like, you know, you're on the same level. You know, we're human, you know. I think those are incredible, incredible artists to deal with.
Yeah, you know, there's a director named Bronston Jones, and mm-hmm. him and Darius are good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were reviewing the audition tape, they picked me out. The director has he has gray hair and his beard a little bit like myself, and he
mm-hmm.
said, "I see a lot of me in you." And he wrote this character for the video about himself, but of course he's directing it. He can't play in the video. So of course, over the course of what happened there, me and him become close friends,
mm-hmm.
and they cast me for this video. And so essentially, I'm playing him in the video, which is just kind of funny. You know, those little funny stories you learn about along the way.
That is too funny. Oh, that is hilarious. It's the signature look. It's the beard. I mean, when they see you, it's like, you know, they know who you are. You know what I mean? You have that look. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And I think a lot of people are really going to enjoy you and your music videos. But also, not only that, you're an incredible entertainer. You have shared the stage with some of the biggest names in music, such as Kid Rock, Gretchen Wilson, Def Leppard, Hunter Hayes. I mean, so much more. The list goes on and on. But being in the presence of such incredible talents, have you received any advice that you can share with us from, you know, artists you've worked with or even have just met? Any advice that you've received that you could share?
You know, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have. And I have asked, as I think of it, not, I don't always think of that to ask people, but I ask the artists that I've met, you know, I'm very thankful to be your friend, and I hope that I can learn from you and think of you as a mentor. How do you keep focused with all of the distractions that would be coming at you at your level? At my level, there are also tons of distractions as well.
Right.
How do you keep focused? I asked John Rich, how do you keep focused and put aside all of the distractions?
It's a good question.
He said, it's just something that you have to do, and you have to remind yourself, I'm only a man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I got that because as many big things and huge things as he's doing, he knows that he is, and he's humble about that. He knows that he is a person like everyone else, but he also knows what he has been able to do in music and as a person has been able to help many others.
Mm-hmm.
And big shout out to him for raising awareness and funds always for the Folds of Honor
mm-hmm.
organization.
Yeah.
That's a big organization that he supports. And I mean, he is just a man. He has done many big things and great things for other people. So I just want to give a shout out to him.
Oh, absolutely. He sounds like a really great guy. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting or talking to him, but I'm telling you, he seems like a great guy. And that is some really great advice. I mean, basically just be yourself. I mean, you're just, you know, you're a person, just be yourself. And, you know, how would you best describe, you know, when someone wants to come to your show, for those who may not have seen you live before, what is the best way that you would describe a Clayton Q show for those who have not seen you before live?
When someone comes to see me live, I would hope that they would feel the energy
mm-hmm.
and we could feed off of one another. I'm going to tell people, if they haven't seen me before, be ready to sing along, because I like to ask people to sing with me. And if they don't know the song, a lot of people do. I have songs that where I'll tell people out there to repeat after me, and we'll practice once, or then throughout the song, I'll stop and put my hand out in the audience or put my hand up to my ear, and everyone will repeat what I just said. You know, everyone gets to participate and sing along. And, or I'll tell people, hey, get ready to play with us, because we're bringing the show to you. And what's really cool about my show is that everyone in my band, of course, except for the drummer, we all have a wireless system on our instruments. So we can leave the stage and go out among the crowd and play. And like my lead guitarist will, you know, there might be a veteran in a wheelchair up front with his family, and we'll give him a guitar pick, and he strums up and down while my lead guitarist shreds. Or it might be a child with their family, and everyone will get out their cell phones and film. And we might be at a venue where there's stable tabletops and chairs, and we might go out and stand on those furniture.
in the place, and people never seen anything like that before, because usually the show is confined to the stage.
Yeah.
So when you come to a Clayton Q show, we actually bring the show out to everyone.
Ah, so cool. So you like to put on, you know, you like to entertain. You like to put on a show. You know, you're not just performing. You put on a show. And I love that you get the fans involved as well. I'm sure when, you know, fans are singing along with you, I'm sure that's a great feeling. Is there a specific song of yours, or maybe, you know, a song that you cover that's a real crowd pleaser that really gets people hyped and singing along?
My song Drive. Mm-hmm. It's the one that we ask people to, really the first one we ask people to sing along with. So it'll go something like, when I say, I want you guys to repeat after me. When I say go, you got to say go. And when I say roll, you got to say roll. And I'll count to three. One, two, three. I want to go. And everybody will say go.
That's awesome.
And then I want to roll, roll. And people will sing along like that. It's a super cool feeling to have however many people's there. One person to 20,000 singing your song, you know.
Oh, best feeling.
Best feeling ever.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And I have to ask, because you have such great music out there, and we are going to play a couple songs of yours a little bit later on. We're going to play Welcome to Nashville and also a song called Save Myself, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But I have to ask, because we need more, are you working on, you know, a full-length album or maybe an EP or any new singles that are coming out? What's been going on in your world of music?
Yeah. So our strategy of releasing music, I have went for the singles approach. So we, instead of releasing a full album and promoting the full album,
mm-hmm.
we'll release a song at a time, really per season throughout the year, throughout the touring season, and then promote the singles that way. So we get the longer lifetime and longevity out of the life of the song.
I love
it. Thank you. And it's a great strategy. A lot of my artist friends are utilizing that method as well. And it also allows us to nurture that song and really put a lot of focus on each song at a time, so that people learn the song more instead of saying, oh, I've got the Clayton Q album. I like number 7, but I can't remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, I really like that new song Clayton put out. It's on my list, and I listen to Welcome to Nashville every day while I'm at work, or every day on the drive home, I'm listening to Drive, you know, and that's really where we want to put focus on that marketing strategy for new music.
Great idea. Great idea. And so there is new music coming.
Absolutely. We got new songs coming this week this year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got new music coming this year. A song that I've written and produced music for with my band called How Rednecks Roll. And it's a story of how rednecks roll, and we can't wait for everyone to hear it. My band and I describe it as the modern day Freebird, and I know that that's got huge things to hold up to. You know, that's a big shoes to fill, saying that how rednecks roll will be the new modern day Freebird. But we've also had a lot of feedback from what's called a listening party and a record pool,
mm-hmm.
where you put your song into a mix of other songs, and you send it to people without telling them who sings the song, and they give you feedback and tell you which song they like the best,
or
what song is going to be, what the songs remind them of. And, like, you know, 6 out of 10 people said, hey, that song about how rednecks rolling, that's like, reminds me of Freebird.
Oh, wow.
So we know that that's a good song.
That's a good sign. That's a really, really good sign. Can't wait. I'm so excited to hear that one for sure.
I cut a couple of years ago, you know, I'm from Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and Billy Ray Cyrus is also from Kentucky, and we met at a record label, become friends, and it's actually cool to become friends with him, knowing him growing up listening to his music. We were talking, and, you know, I spoke to him about being in one of my music videos, like John Rich did, and he said, well, Clayton, I've got songs that have never been cut that if you cut one of my songs, I'll sing on it with you and I'll be in the video. So we cut a song that him and a very talented songwriter named Mark Cawley had wrote in the early 90s on his first album, Trail of Tears.
Mm-hmm.
And we recut it, and I got to do a rewrite on a couple of words with that, and we're going to cut that and release that in the fall. So it'll be Clayton Q and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. Well, I can't wait to hear that one as well. There's a lot of, it sounds like a lot of new tunes that we have to look forward to. And for those out there who want to stay in touch with you and find you everywhere that you're available, can you give out your website, your social networking links, all of that?
Absolutely. So any social media that you have online, you can find me by my handle, Clayton Q, spelled C-L-A-Y-T-O-N and the letter Q. I had Clayton Q trademarked a couple of years ago, and so literally every single social media website that I'm on, you can just find me by typing in Clayton Q, including YouTube or Google. That'll go straight to my website, ClaytonQ.com.
Easy, easy, easy. ClaytonQ.com. Please make sure you check it out. And before we go here, like I said, we do have a couple songs that we're going to play. We already talked about Welcome to Nashville, but I want to talk about Save Myself, which is another song that we're going to play here. Can you share the inspiration behind this song before we play it?
Yeah, so those songs, Save Myself and Welcome to Nashville, actually peer into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote Save Myself in 2009. And at that time, it was a really hard time in my life and surviving in Nashville. There was just a huge depression in 2008, the fall of the stock market earlier that year, and it lasted for a couple of years, you know, worldwide. And then also in Nashville was a difficult time for me as a songwriter to survive. And so I really took to a pen and paper is my therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote that song, Save Myself, just out of all of the emotion and feelings that I had, heartbreak and breakup, love, disappointment, anguish, loneliness. And I thought, you know, the way that I can write a song doesn't necessarily need to be the same message as everyone else. But I really just need to write down all of the feelings that I have on paper, see how I can speak it to the world. And I wrote the song and just played it out on guitar with two chords. I put it in the closet, and I didn't sing it for 10 years. In 2020, the world come crashing down again with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Right.
And I thought, hey, this song that I've written, I'm going to record it, and I really think that I can present it to people in a way that I may touch someone's life and let them know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's never too late to go back from where you're at.
Right.
If you need to go back, turn back, or you need to ask for help. Someone is there, and you can be there. You can save yourself from this. But at the same time, I look to the Lord to save me. So if I can touch someone's life with this song, with this music, maybe they can, you know, save themselves from going down a bad road. I produced the song with Rodney Engel from Funhouse Music Group and Ernie Rao over there in Nashville. We put the track together and just kept it simple. By keeping it simple, I really delivered the message that I intended to.
Yeah, I think so,
and
too.
And that Carrie Marks, guitarist from the Opry, great percussion on that track. And then his wife, Charlotte, also, she played piano and cello on the song, so really gave it that emotion and that feel that I wanted to convey to deliver that message. So that song's close to my heart. It's part of my story.
Absolutely. I think you really did convey the message, and I think others will be able to. The same thoughts and feelings that you had while writing the song, I'm sure many will be able to feel the same emotions and the same thing while listening to the song. And, of course, people can find, you know, both the songs Welcome to Nashville and Save Myself and all other music that you have available right now. Everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally. So please make sure you find Clayton Q everywhere. He is all over the place. And so we are going to play a couple of these songs, but I also want to talk about real quick. I just wanted to wish you an incredible show coming up April 23rd. By the time this airs, you know, the show's going to be all done, but I wanted to mention it because it's Country Rewind and you're going to be, you know, performing, you know, alongside some of the, you know, my favorites, you know, Brian White, Daryl Worley and Wade Hayes. So I hope you have an incredible, incredible show coming up.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to that tour.
Yeah.
And just being a part of that, getting invited and asked to go on that tour with heavy hitters and country music royalty really means a lot to me. And it's what I've been fighting for my entire career. You know, 17 years in Nashville, if it's 20 years for an overnight success, then a 10-year town in Nashville and some for others, fewer for some.
Yeah.
And I really feel blessed to be able to be a part of this tour and opportunity and many more opportunities in the future. I also have landed on John Snyder's Bose Extravaganza Tour, Saturday, May 22nd in Camden, Tennessee at the Drive-In Theater over there for Bose Extravaganza on the road. And then there are about seven more cities after that that I'll be at.
Fabulous. So starting May 22nd, Bose Extravaganza. Now that one y'all need to go to for sure. Check it out. But also, like I said, I hope you have a great show, you know, April 23rd for, you know, this Country Rewind tour.
Yeah.
And thank you so, so much for joining me. Please come back anytime, okay?
Thank you, Josie. I appreciate it. I look forward to coming back.
Oh, for sure. Clayton Q, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to play a couple songs from Clayton Q. So let's play. The first one we have is Welcome to Nashville. And we'll be right back in just a moment with the next one, Save Myself.
They seem. You see, I rolled into Nashville in my old pickup truck, and 15 years later I'm broke and I'm down on my luck. Welcome to Nashville, where dreams will come true. If the right person wants in, you'll make a million or two. But the neons on Broadway don't like giving in. Thank you for coming, drinking and loving. Y'all come back again. They said no on Broadway to this guitar playing fool. The label said, no way, son, your country ain't cool. So I met a few rejects and started a band. Coffee can. Welcome to Nashville, come sing us your song. It's 10 years for record deals, but for some it's too long. And the neons on Broadway, I've lost family, friends, and lovers on this music dream run. I've had a few paychecks, had a few long necks, and had a little fun. I've been beaten up on Broadway, I've been broke on Music Row. Everything up a few times, but only made it to the road. Welcome to Nashville, a songwriter's dream, a dead end for many, an outlaw's new thing. But the neon's on Broadway,
right. Next song is Save Myself by Clayton Q. We'll be right back because we have a couple more interviews here to talk about Bo's Extravaganza, and we are giving away tickets to Bo's Extravaganza for this Friday, tomorrow, in Camden, Tennessee. So here we go. Here is Save Myself by Clayton Q.
It's almost time. Time's ticking now. I'm almost gone from this world. Lord, help me now, 'cause I don't know where to go to save myself. Save myself. I'm all alone. I'm scared to death. Sweat on my brow. I'm almost gone from this world. Lord, help me now, 'cause I don't know where to go to save myself. To save myself, 'cause I don't know where to go without you here. What do I say? How can I pray with all this fear? Where do I go? Where will I go? Where do I go to save myself? Save myself. So here it is, my last goodbye. Confessions and memories on a letter, read by your eyes. I wish it wasn't true, and I was in your arms. P.S. I love you. Just know that I love you. And I don't know myself.
Now we are going to talk all things Bo's Extravaganza. We are so excited. So the first guest we're going to put on here is Cody McCarver, who I'm sure you remember from Confederate Railroad, and he is an incredible solo artist. We absolutely adore him, and he's going to be one of the performers at Bo's Extravaganza. So I'm excited to chat with him, so let's bring him on. Cody McCarver, please welcome to the Josie Show. My guest, Cody McCarver. Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh, doing so great. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time. Oh.
It's a pleasure on my end. I'm hoping this all turns out good.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm excited because we're going to be talking about Bose Extravaganza and a little bit about your music as well, because we're going to be there. We're going to be one of the press there at Bose Extravaganza. So I wanted to just inform people a little bit on how they can attend and a little bit about it. So can you tell us what fans can expect attending this event on Friday?
Well, it's, you know, we've had Bose Extravaganza in Holden, Louisiana for consecutive years. It's, I guess, became time that we take Bose Extravaganza on the road.
Yeah.
And so we've moved from Holden, Louisiana up to Camden, Tennessee to start with. It'll be our first one and on the road, and we're going to do several more this year. But what to expect is, man, if you were a kid growing up and watching some of your favorite celebs and car shows and the Dukes of Hazzard and the Munsters.
Yeah.
we got great music. There'll be Keith Burns, myself, Jay Edwards, of course, John Schneider, all the great music that's going to happen, car shows. We're filming for a new movie called Poker Run, so you have an opportunity maybe to be in a new movie that'll be out probably fall, first of next year maybe. Then we're going to have some events at a dirt track locally, and we're going to have some events at the lake, at the marina. So it's kind of all over the place. You get to see the new movie on the drive-in big screen at Birdsong Drive-In called Stand On It on Friday night. If that's not worth the price of admission, all that stuff going on, I don't know what is.
Right? I know. I was going to say this is a great deal because there's so many things that you can get into. I mean, you can bring the whole family. It's a car show. I mean, there's just so many different things that you can do. And, of course, you'll be performing along with so many other incredible acts. And this is in this Friday, Bose Extravaganza, this Friday in Camden, Tennessee, May 21st through the 23rd. And you can get your tickets now at BoseExtravaganza.com. And like you mentioned, this is an annual event. So this is definitely not your first rodeo with Bose Extravaganza, right? You've been a part of it.
No. We had one the first year. I actually ran into John. I hadn't seen him in a few years. And I ran into John and Alicia at CRS in Nashville. And we just sat for, golly, probably 2 hours and talked. And he invited me to come down and be part of it. So I went down and actually did the Cowboy Church on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great time. And since then, I've produced records on John and been a part of the movie Stand On It. And when you go to an extravaganza, it's that's the perfect word for it. It's the perfect word, extravaganza, because it is, there's so much going on. It's like going to Opry Mills Mall in Nashville. It'd take you 2 days to go through it all. You know, so there's so much going on that you kind of got to back up and just enjoy it, because it's the music, the food, the vendors, the car shows, all those things are a lot of fun. And then you add dirt track racing and marina and all those other things to it. It's crazy.
So good. I am so excited to attend. I really am. And as you mentioned briefly, you were part of the movie Stand On It, John Schneider's movie Stand On It, which I love. I've seen it. Can you tell us what your experience was like filming this movie and what character, what role you played?
Well, if you haven't seen Stand On It, so you kind of get it, it is a tribute to Smokey and the Bandit,
yep,
which I think is the greatest movie ever made. John asked me to be a part of it. I was somewhat reluctant because I'm like, how do you remake Smokey and the Bandit? And it's not a remake of Smokey and the Bandit. It's just simply a tribute to. And there's a lot of Dukes of Hazzard stuff in the movie. And there's a lot of Smokey and the Bandit. One of the reasons I was a little bit reluctant was my character would kind of be the Jerry Reed character.
Yeah, right.
Which I would be. My name in the movie is Frosty. It's my CB handle.
Yeah.
And if you remember Jerry Reed's CB handle in Smokey and the Bandit was the Snowman. So my CB handle is Frosty the You-Know-What.
Right.
And my name in the movie is Roy Reed, and Jerry Reed. So I had a blast. I have done some film, you know, but everything I had done up to this point was mostly Westerns. And this was, you know, a little more modern day. I was like, man, my favorite TV show as a kid was The Dukes of Hazzard. My favorite movie was Smokey and the Bandit. How blessed and how lucky was I to get to be a part of this?
Right? That's a win-win for you. I mean, you
yeah,
came in there as not only, you know, an actor, but a fan of the show as well. You know what I mean? So you were really
absolutely excited. And then I got to produce the music for it.
Yeah.
So if you buy the soundtrack, I did the production and wrote some stuff for that. I wrote the song Stand On It, which is kind of a theme for it.
Oh, that's amazing. You do incredible work, and you wear many hats. You do a lot. You do it all. You really...
Yeah, well, my family all agrees with you.
Yeah, right? You're very, very busy. You're a very, very busy man. But you're an incredible, incredible artist. I mean, I loved your last album, Blessings. So I have to ask, are you working on any new music that we should keep our eyes and ears peeled appealed for? Anything you could tell us about?
Yeah, for as far as I go, I am writing for a new project myself. Hope to maybe complete that sometime this year. And thank you for saying that about Blessings. I'm really proud of that album. That's got John and I, we did a duet on that album called These Hands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a duet with myself and John Anderson, The Old Rugged Cross, which I'm real proud of, to be a part of. So thank you for saying that.
Oh, of course. It's a great album. I hope everyone checks it out. And I hope everyone checks you out at Bose Extravaganza this Friday in Camden, Tennessee, May 21st through the 23rd. Get your tickets at BoseExtravaganza.com. And for those who want to connect with you, can you give out your website and also where we can find you on all the social networking sites of today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have CodyMcCarver.com, mm-hmm. and from there you can find my YouTube channel, find my Facebook page, Instagram, all that stuff. So I'm easy to find.
Perfect. I love it. Check him out, everyone. Cody McCarver, you will not regret it. And thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you Friday, right?
See you then.
See you then. See you soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, up next, I had a great chat with Keith Burns of Trick Pony. So here he is. He's going to be another performer at Bose Extravaganza. Please welcome to the Josie Show, Keith Burns. Hello.
Well, hello. You must be Josie since it's the Josie Show.
I am indeed.
That's awesome.
Oh, so nice to finally get the chance to meet you. And, of course, I'm going to have the opportunity to meet you in person here soon because this Friday you are one of the performers for Bose Extravaganza. I'm ready.
One of many. Yeah. My buddy John Snyder and his wife Alicia, they really brought the cannons out on this one, man. Mm-hmm. There's all kind of entertainment, car shows, boat parade, VIP, concerts, music. It's just a car show, bunch of stuff. So I'm excited to be there.
Oh, there's so many things that you could do. Bring the whole family. I mean, really, there's so
I used to watch your cartoon all the time.
Right. Well, good. Thank you very much. I'm so glad you're a fan.
I'm a huge fan.
Oh, that is hilarious. But yeah, I'm just so excited to talk to you because I had the chance to talk to John Schneider. I talked to Cody McCarver and a lot of the other artists that are going to be there, but I have not had the opportunity to talk to you. So I'd love to get to know you a little bit better. Can you tell us a little bit about how music all started for you?
Well, you know, I was more of an athlete, mm-hmm. in like junior high through my early high school. And then I broke my ankle my freshman year playing football, and I picked mm-hmm. up a guitar, and I'd always loved, you know, music and loved entertaining, and I'd loved Elvis and Neil Diamond, and I always loved people that wrote songs, and so I picked up a guitar, and the rest is kind of history. I kind of, you know, just started playing music and fell in love with it, and it's been my passion ever since, so... Yeah. I've been very blessed and very lucky that, you know, I knew Josie all the way back when I was 15 what I wanted to do the rest of my life. So I was really, really fortunate in that sense.
Oh, yes. I mean, when you know what you love right off the bat, I mean, there's nothing better than that. And you've had so many incredible experiences from your time in Trick Pony and also as a solo artist. And has there been like a highlight or standout moment that you can recall?
You know, there's been so many that I've been just blessed with, you know, and God has really touched me and allowed me to just, this is what I do, and to understand this is what I do, and it brings a lot of joy to other people, and all God wants me to do is when people say, hey, man, you're the happiest guy I know, just go, well, just give God the glory, and that's what I do. But Josie, I've had so many moments from playing with Joe Diffie,
yeah.
playing bass for Joe, writing my first hit song for Joe Diffie, to putting Trick Pony together in 96.
Mm-hmm.
Winning an ACM, an AMA award, going platinum, and then putting Burns and Poe, my duo together with
yes.
Michelle Poe, and being Independent Artist of the Year for the most radio spins with that duo, and then back to Trick Pony for a little while, and then Grammy nominated, and now I'm pretty much doing my own thing and writing a bunch of songs for other people and just working with a lot of young artists, doing it all by pinpointing.
Yeah.
I would say my biggest, the number one thing for me would be the fact that I've been able to make a living in this business
mm-hmm.
The whole time. I've never had to get a get a day job or do secondary. I've always worked, even through the high times, the low times, it didn't matter. I always hustled and got out there, and I can truly say I've never had to do anything else other than just write songs and play music. That would be the biggest thing, I would think.
Yes, that's a true blessing, honestly, to be able to do what you love and make a living out of it. I mean, not a lot of people can say that. You know what I mean? That's a true blessing.
Well, it really is, and yeah. I think a lot of people overlook that because, yeah, you know, some of your bigger stars, you know, your Garth Brooks, Brooks and Dunn, your Rebas, your people like the Henny Chesneys,
mm-hmm,
you know, they have such a strong, unbelievable run of like 15 years or whatever. They could just retire after, you know, some of these artists, they have such an amazing run. They could just go, I'm done after 15 mm-hmm years and just go live off, you know, the royalties. But, you know, for most artists, for 98% of musicians that play music for a living, it's a constant hustle and you're always working. And, you know, not that I haven't done well, but, you know, it's,
mm-hmm,
put it this way, I couldn't retire. I wouldn't want to retire, but I couldn't right now.
right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're speaking the truth. I'm telling you. I mean, a lot of people need to hear that. It's not always, you know, like you said, I mean, 90% of the time you're out there hustling and working and doing your thing. I mean, it's not always sunshine and roses.
Well, I'm blessed, you know, I'm blessed to be able to hustle, you know, that's the way I look at it.
Oh, and it's a great way to look at it. It really is. And you have some great music out there. Recently, your single Tryin' Times. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this song? So good.
I can. The last year and a half or so we've been going through, everybody out there, and when I say everybody, there's a lot of folks out there. They basically shut the music business down, and everybody's going, oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. Our world's falling apart. And I just try to tell people, listen, you think we had hard times. Think about our grandparents, what they went through,
yes,
you know, the World War One, World War Two, the Depression, Vietnam. I mean, it was on and on and on. And there was the big influenza and all this stuff. So I wanted to write a song to say, listen, let's be, you know, this is the positive part. You know, these trying times ain't going to get us down. We've been through all this before and you think we'd learn by now. But we got faith, and it gives us peace of mind. And me and you, we will get through these trying times. And for any of my Christian friends out there,
mm-hmm,
that I ended it up on my second verse. I don't want to give a spoiler alert. I want everybody to go download the record. But,
yes,
you know, if you're a Christian and you've read the book, you know how it ends. So I don't know why you're so, you know, stressed out about it.
right, absolutely. I agree. I love this song because you do put it in perspective. I mean, we will be okay. You know, we will come out at the other side of this trying time. And it's such a great song, and I hope everyone checks it out. It's available everywhere. Music is sold everywhere.
Yes.
right now.
You know, all you folks out there listening, come to the shows, or we sure do appreciate the support with you buying T-shirts and coming up and meeting us and taking pictures and getting hugs and buying a hat and all that stuff. It keeps us moving. It keeps us going on the road. And I've always said that if it weren't for the fans, which country music has the best fans on the planet,
mm-hmm,
if it weren't for the fans, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So, you know, I just want to give a tip of the hat to the fans out there, and
yes,
can't wait to see them this weekend.
This weekend, yes, Friday in Camden, Tennessee, May 21st through the 23rd. You can get your tickets at bowsextravaganza.com. Check
Correct.
It out. Yes, I am so excited. I will be there. I will be cheering you all on for sure.
That's awesome. Awesome. There's so many people that are going to be there, and just
mm-hmm
media people alike, and I'm just excited to see everybody. And, you know, John, I mean, the it's just crazy, the show that we do with Bose. It's just bang, 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 bang. And, you know, we don't miss a beat. You know, I come up on our part of the show, and I think our part of the show lasts a couple of hours,
mm-hmm,
from the time the Stars and Bars band take the stage, and then I come on, and then I bring Cody right on, and then Cody brings John right on, and then we all come back up on some of the tunes that I've written with John for
mm-hmm
his Truck On album and for the movie Stand On It,
yes,
which everybody needs to go get, mm-hmm, you know. So it just never stops. It's like a 2-hour nonstop rolling, you know, show, which you don't always get that, you know. When you get a couple acts, you got 15, 20 minutes in between. And, you know, I think you lose, for me, I think when you take 15 to 20 minutes between act, I think you lose that energy.
You do. And yeah, that's what I love about this show, is because there's never a dull moment. You know, y'all are just constantly bringing out the music. And not only that, but there's just so many other activities that you can do as well during this event. So I think that is the coolest thing about Bo's Extravaganza. And I hope y'all get your tickets right now, bosextravaganza.com. And I have to ask, how did you and John Schneider meet? Have y'all known each other for quite a while now?
For quite some time. I was with Trick Pony. We were out in Irvine, California, playing a big festival, and Kid Rock was out there, and Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler, was with us training us on the road. We were doing super yoga. I can't make this stuff up. This is just kind of the way your lives intertwine. And
yeah,
John was out there. I don't believe he was playing. I believe he was just out there. He had the General Lee out there and was taking pictures with the General Lee and this and that. And it was so funny because John's like, you know, I used to sing. And I go, hell yeah, you sing. I know every song you've ever done. And,
right.
You know, John's like, I sing too. I'm not just that, but it was pretty funny. But we got a chance to hang out, me and John and Kid Rock and Diamond Dallas Page with Trick Pony, and we're out there just instantly bonded, and he's just such a like-minded guy like myself, you know, very conservative Christian man and just true patriot from the word go, and so we just got along, and then we asked him if he'd be in our bride video for Trick Pony, and he said, absolutely. So what's it going to cost us? He goes, it ain't going to cost you anything. I'll be there. And he showed up in his RV and parked and did it, and we had him and Gene Simmons of Kiss, and they did it for us, and it was really a special moment. So I sent John a guitar for doing that, and he put a picture of his mother on that guitar.
Oh.
It still got it on there for till today. And then, of course, when I ran back into John, it was fast forward several years, probably 10 years, and I run into John back at a radio thing during CRS.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, I got this thing. I'm doing this project and Bose and this and that. And, you know, so that's kind of where it went. And it went from there. And now I've become kind of in the camp kind of deal. I'm just part of it. And it's a great team. We have a lot of fun with the Stars and Bars band and Cody and myself, and of course John's the ringleader, and then you got all these different actors that he's worked with over the years that come in and out of the picture. Hey, this weekend Eddie Munster's gonna be there.
For real?
Eddie Munster, Butch Patrick is real name.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's crazy.
My wife met him last down in Camden, but I didn't meet him. I didn't know Eddie Munster. So I'm going to definitely get over and have my picture with Eddie Munster.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to get over there and get yourself a picture. That's incredible.
Ain't that funny? You got to meet him, too. I can't wait to see you and hang out. It's going
to
be great.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet you. I'm looking forward to this, and I hope everyone checks it out. BosExtravaganza.com for more information on how you can get tickets this Friday in Camden, Tennessee. And I want to thank you so, so much for joining me. Please give out your website before we go so everyone can find and connect with you.
I'm on my Facebook daily. You know,
okay.
I'm still kind of old school that way. I'm not much of a Twitter guy, but on Instagram guy, but I'm on my Facebook daily, and it's Brian, B-R-Y-E-N Burns, or Keith Burns Music. I got two of them, and you can look on there. I'm the one in the cowboy hat, so if you flip through and you see a Brian Burns, I'm the one with the beard and the cowboy hat and got all kind of music up there. But I do have a brand new song, Trying Times, that I wish everybody would get on and download and give a listen to and share, because it is proof positive that what we're going through, and just give you a little bit of a lift in your step today.
It really will. It really will. I recommend you all hearing it right now. So please make sure you download it and share it with all your friends, family, neighbors, everybody you know, everybody you've ever came into contact with. Please make sure you go and share this. And thanks again so much. And please come back on anytime.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you this weekend. We'll hang out, get some pictures. And God bless you. God bless everyone.
God bless.
And we'll see you this weekend.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. You were a treat. You're just such a funny guy. Thank you very much. Talk soon.
Thank you, Josie.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Giveaway time. We need like a special we need a giveaway time theme song, you know, like giveaway. Do-do. give away. Okay, sorry. All right. Get to it at hand. Okay, get to the job, Josie. Okay, so this is how it's going to go, okay? So the first two people, all right, the first two people to text 331-645-8336 will win. So right now, the first two people. So please make sure you do it. If you're interested in coming down to Camden, Tennessee tomorrow for both extravaganza, I believe it goes from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. So if you are interested, please make sure you text 331-645-8336. And the first two people to text with your name wins. So, yes, this great giveaway is going to continue all day here tonight, we will text the winners right back with instructions on how they can get their free tickets. All right, so one last time, this is how you do it, okay, before we wrap her up. So the first two people to text their name to 331-645-8336 will win tickets to Bo's Extravaganza in Camden, Tennessee. So text, text, text. All right. Good night, y'all. Mwah. Bye-bye.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.